今日正道的主题是将身体献上当做祭的第三次。
Today's sermon topic is to offer your bodies as the living sacrifice, part three.
选择那上好的福分。
Chosen what is better.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise and give thanks to you.
感謝你賜俾我哋呢段嘅時間。
Thank you for giving us this time。
讓我哋能夠學習主你嘅話語。
So that we can learn your word。
求主你嘅寶血潔淨孩子，潔淨每一個弟兄姊妹。
Lord, use your precious blood to cleanse us today。
佢用我哋眼講嘅、聽嘅，能夠同感一靈。
So may the one who speaks or the those who listen can be moved by the Holy Spirit。
求主你親自嘅説話。
Lord, please speak to us yourself。
求主耶穌係即係透過孩子説話。
Please speak through Dominic。
我们同心的祷告祈求感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our praise, thanksgiving and prayer is in the name of our Lord Jesus.
阿们。我们今天就是继续的讲到我们这个将身体献上当作活祭的第三讲。
Today we continue with the series of sermon to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们上次讲到我们怎么能够将我们的心献给主。
Last time we talked about how to offer our hearts to the Lord.
但我们今天的焦点就是放在我们怎样能够继续的将我们的心献给主。
Today we still focus on how to offer our hearts to the Lord.
我相信很多已经信主一段时间的弟兄姊妹都会有这样的感受。
I believe that those of you who have believed God for a period of time, you have the same feeling.
我们爱主一次不难。
This is not difficult to love God only once.
但是要持续的爱主是一个很大的挑战。
But to persistently love God is a great challenge.
我们都有感觉，就是说我们信得主耐久了。
We also have the feeling that after believing in God for a long time,
我们的真理的认识多了。
The knowledge of the truth has increased.
我们侍奉的经验多了。
The experience of serving God has increased.
但是很可惜的一件事。
But very sadly,
我们对主的清心，对主的爱心。
The purity and simplicity of heart and love to God.
那份的兴奋。
The excitement.
那份的纯一清洁。
The simplicity and purity,
那份的起初的爱心,
the love that we first had,
反而退后,
it has gone back.
不知道弟兄姊妹都时常听到其他弟兄姊妹分享,
sometimes I hear the sharings from brothers and sisters,
他们都会讲到他们和主最亲近的时候是他们刚刚刚信主的时候。
They mentioned that the time they were closest to God when, was when the time they just believed in God.
有些甚至乎是以前读书的时候。
Sometimes it happened a long time ago when they were studying.
有些已经是十年，可能甚至乎几十年前。
It was 10 years ago or even more than 10 years ago.
其实我自己个人里面都有一份的感受。
But and personally, I also have this experience.
我记得我几年前灵修的时候。
I remember that a few years ago when I was doing my devotion.
当我读到耶利米书二章二节的时候。
When I read about Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 2.
神话幽灵的恩爱婚姻的爱情你怎样在旷野未耕种之地跟着我我都记得。
The Bible says I remember the devotion of your youth how as a bride you loved me and followed me through a wilderness through a land not sown.
我心里面有一份很大的感动。
At that time I had a profound feeling in my heart.
主要告诉他知他心里面不满足。
The Lord told me that he was not satisfied in his heart.
于是我说当时 Dominic 在哪里呢？
So I thought, where was Dominic that was before?
直至今天我仍然都觉得我不够有主。
Until today, I still realize that I still don't have God enough.
所以即使我今次准备这个证据的时候，神的话仍然是提醒我。
So when I was preparing this sermon, God's word still reminds me.
所以今天弟兄姊妹，我们一起学习神的话语。
So brothers and sisters, today we learn God's word together.
一起互相的提醒。
We remind each other.
让我们以那家的弟兄姊妹去一起的继续的一同的爱主。
The brothers and sisters in Jara Fellowship continue to love God.
能够同往神安。
So that we can march onto Zion.
不过讲到这个 topic 之前，我先讲下神的心先。
Before I touch on this topic, I talk about God's heart.
因为如果我不讲的话，听众会觉得为什么神好像逼我们要爱祂呢？
Because if we don't talk about it, you will wonder why God forces us to love Him.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
所以祂也盼望我们爱祂。
So that He desires that we love Him.
好像主对祂一班门徒讲的说话。
Just as what the Lord said to His disciples.
你说你们称呼我夫子称呼我主 你们只得对我本来就是。
You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am.
天父主就是夫子，就是主，他是天地的神，他说 I am who I am, 神。
We call him teacher and Lord, because he is the God who is I am who I am.
神的确可以命令叫我们爱他。
God truly can order us to love him.
但当圣经里面很多讲到神对我们那份爱的时候，
But when the Bible talks about God's love,
佢講到好似一份父同子嘅關係。
Very often it describes as a relationship between a father and son.
好似良人同新婦嘅關係。
It is the relationship between bride and bridegroom.
好似丈夫同妻子嘅關係。
It is like the relationship between husband and wife.
講到父同子嘅關係嘅時候，
When the Bible talks about the relationship of father and son,
係講到嗰份嘅愛係幾咁嘅永不改變。
It tells us the love which is unchanging.
喺以賽亞書四十六章咁所講。
In Isaiah chapter 40,
你们自从生下便蒙我保抱，自从你们出胎便蒙我怀底，直到你们年老，直到你们发白，我仍怀底。
You whom I have upheld since your birth, and have carried since you were born, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he who will sustain you.
中文的翻译好像不是很明白。
The Chinese translation may not be easy for you to understand.
但是读到这个英文翻译的时候就是很清楚。
But when you read the English translation, you are very clear about this.
讲到我们自从在我们的妈妈的胎里面成年的时候开始。
It talks about when we were formed in our mother's womb.
都生出来了。
Until we were born.
我们整定的人生。
Our whole life.
直到我们老了。
Until we get old.
我们头发白了。
Until our hair gray.
他仍然抱住我们。
He still carries us.
他仍然托住我们。
He still sustains us.
仍然保护住我们。
He still protects us.
这份爱是一份永不改变的爱。
This love is an unchanging love.
在上个时候，我都去悉尼去同我爸庆祝82岁的生日。
I went to Sydney to celebrate my father's 82 birthday.
一方面自己很开心。
On one hand, I was very happy.
另一方面，我爸都很开心。
My father was also very happy.
我去嗰阵时，落机已经差唔多九点几。
When I arrived, it was after 9 o'clock.
好黑啦，已经九点几。
It was very dark.
但系我爸仍然坚持话要去火车站嗰度接我。
But my father insisted to come and pick me up at the train station.
佢系行落去嘅。
He walked there.
但系其实个地唔系好平。
The land was not level.
其实他去年的时候都跌过几次。
Last year he had a few falls.
其实我心里面都很担心。
I was very worried.
但是看到父亲对自己的份爱。
But when I saw this love from my own father.
自己的仔都已经十几岁。
Now my son is a teenager.
父亲爱仍然是不改变。
But the love of the father has not changed.
所以圣经里面都讲有阵时神嘅爱又好似一个良人同埋辛苦嘅关系。
So the love is described in the Bible as the relationship between the beloved and the bride.
系几咁嘅难舍难离。
How inseparable they are.
所以雅歌里面佢第二章嘅讲到。
So in chapter 2 of the Song of Songs.
用我得见你嘅面貌，用我得听你嘅声音，因为你嘅声音柔和，你嘅样貌秀美。
Show me your face, let me hear your voice.For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely.
讲到丈夫同妻子的关系的时候，
When it mentions about the relationship between husband and wife,
就讲到去到我的爱就好像丈夫妻子那份牺牲舍己的爱。
It tells about the sacrificial love.
所以其实这些爱都是我们人能够明白。
This kind of love can be understood by men.
但事实上，神对人的爱，我们永远都不会明白。
But in fact, the love of God is something that we can never comprehend.
就好像保罗所说。
Just as what Paul said.
基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，远于我们所能所测度。
How wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and this love that passes knowledge.
所以如果我们真的明白神的爱的时候，
So if we truly understand God's love,
我们就会好好爱神。
We will love God.
我们真的会好像保罗所讲的一样。
Just as what Paul said.
爱神是理所当然的事情。
It is true form of worship to love God.
OK, 那我们现在回到我们的这个经文主题。
Let us come back to the theme of today.
讲到呢个马大同玛利亚故事。
Today we talk about the story of Martha and Mary.
呢个经文唔系好长。
The Bible verses are not long.
但我觉得有两件事情我哋值得思考嘅。
But there are two things that we have to think about.
第一件事情。
The first thing.
咩为之神嘅福分，同埋玛利亚做到咩事情，主话佢选择咗神嘅福分。
What is something which is better, and what did Mary do to choose something which is better?
第二件事情。
And the second thing.
馬大有冇揀到上好嘅福分
？Did Martha choose something which is better？
咁我哋先思想第一個問題。
Let us think of one question。
從主對瑪利亞嘅稱讚裏邊。
From the praise of the Lord to Mary。
我睇到瑪利亞只係做一件事。
We can see that Mary only did one thing。
佢就係坐喺主嘅腳前聽主嘅道。
She just sat at the feet of the Lord and listened to what He said。
佢冇做其他嘅事情。
She did not do anything else。
但係如果從四福音書信裏邊，我哋睇到好多人都坐喺主嘅腳前聽主嘅道。
But in the four Gospels, we have seen a lot of people sitting in at the Lord's feet and listening to what He said.
我聽到主話去讚賞呢啲人，話佢選擇咗上好福分。
But we never heard our Lord praise them for choosing something that is better.
就好似我哋上一次嗰個故事裏邊講到呢個法利賽人西門。
Just like last time, we talked about the Pharisee Simon.
他邀请主去到他屋企里边食饭。
He invited the Lord to his house to have dinner with them.
他坐在主的脚前。
He sat at the Lord's feet.
他有听主讲笑话。
He listened to what the Lord said.
但主没有称赞到他。
But the Lord did not praise him.
另外一个好例子就是犹大。
The other good example is Judas.
卖主的犹大跟着主三年。
Judas, the traitor, who followed our Lord for 3 years.
他坐在主的脚前听到吃饭三年。
He sat at the Lord's feet to listen to what he said and eat with him for 3 years.
主亦都冇称赞到佢。
The Lord did not praise him.
去到呢个喺使徒行传嘅时候。
And then we read about in the Acts.
当保罗去到呢个雅典去传福音嘅时候。
When Paul went to Athens to preach the gospel.
有好多人好中意听保罗讲道。
A lot of people like to hear what Paul had got to say.
但是圣经讲这些人只不过是时时听听。
But the Bible tells us that these people were only listening and talking about the latest ideas.
所以在这里主讲到玛利亚选了上好的福分，肯定跟外面的行动是没有关系。
So when the Lord praised Mary for choosing something which is better, it has nothing to do with the exterior actions.
同佢講到係佢坐喺主嘅腳前嘅行動冇關係。
It has nothing to do with the action of sitting at the Lord's feet.
甚至會聽講到佢聽主嘅呢個行動係冇關係。
And even it's not relevant to the fact that she was listening to what the Lord said.
因為神看人看內心。
Because the Lord He looks at in our hearts.
所以神係講到瑪利亞裏邊。
So what he is talking about is the inside of Mary.
瑪利亞裏邊要主。
The inside of Mary shows that she desired God.
所以上好福分就係主。
So something which is better means the Lord.
選擇上好福分就係選擇主。
Choosing what is better means choosing the Lord.
我都花少少時間解釋咩叫選擇主。
I will spend some time to explain what is meant by choosing the Lord.
一個好嘅例子就係大衛。
A good example is David.
在詩篇142篇那裡講到。
In Psalm 142.
大衛自己禱告。
In David's prayer.
他說耶和華在活人之地你是我的福分。
He said, Lord, in the land of the living, you are my blessing.
所以相對在這裡主稱讚瑪利亞他選了上好的福分。
So the Lord praised Mary for choosing something which is better.
就是選擇主。
That means she chose the Lord.
所以我們找回一個即以耶和華為福分的一個見證來解釋什麼是選擇主。
So we use the testimony of choosing the Lord being her blessing.
所以在使徒行傳那裡講到。
So it is said in the Acts.
是神親自為大衛作見證。
It is the Lord who testified for David.
我已經尋得耶西的兒子大衛，他是合我心意的人，辦事要進行我的旨意。
He testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.
我看到選擇主的人有兩個特點。
I can see that those who choose God have two characteristics.
第一個就是合神的心意。
The first one is that they are after God's own heart.
他英文很好，就是講到他的心是跟著神。
It means that the heart follows God.
他的心是掛著神的。
The heart desires God.
而第二點就是凡事要遵行神的旨意。
And the second characteristic is that everything they will obey the Lord's will.
这里不是讲到他已经遵行神的旨意。
This is not talking about he has already obeyed God's will.
是讲到他是要遵行神的旨意。
It is talking about he is willing to obey God's will.
反正神的旨意是他人生里面的 number one priority.
It talks about God's will being his number one priority in his life.
所以如果问我们是否选择主的人呢？
So if you ask if we are people who choose God,
用这两件事衡量一下就知道了。
You can judge by these two characteristics.
我们的心究竟放在哪里呢？我们经常想到神的呢？
Where do I put our heart in? Do our hearts always think about God?
我们的priority, 我们想考虑的到底是什么呢？
What is our priority or 优先次序?
我举一个例子。
I give you an example.
如果我们的心
If our heart always remember our children,
我们考虑的priority是我们的儿女的。
If our 优先次序 is on our children,
这个代表就是我们选择的仍然是我们的儿女。
This represents that what we are choosing is our children.
如果我们的心常常挂着都是金钱,
If our heart is only thinking of money,
我们考虑到常常都是金钱,
If we always think of money,
就代表了我们的选择的就是金钱。
It represents that what we are choosing is money.
这个圣经说很清楚，财宝在哪里，心也在哪里。
Because the Bible tells us clearly, where your treasure is, there your heart is also.
但有时候，我们选择什么，我们连自己都不知。
But sometimes we are not even aware of what we are choosing.
有时候我心里面有一份感受。
Sometimes I have this realization.
就像诗篇的作者所讲的一样。
Like the author of the Psalms.
为什么我里面有一份的忧？ 有没有一份烦躁在里面呢？
Why I feel agitated inside of me?
既然我已经有主了， 为什么我还会有忧，没有烦躁呢？
But since I already have the Lord, why do I still have this agitation inside of me?
我不知道发生什么事。
I don't know what happened.
但有一件事我一定做，就是一定回去问神。
But one thing I will certainly do is that I will ask God.
所以有时候我们是不知道。
Sometimes we don't understand.
但肯定一件事就是说，我们所选择的并不是神。
But it certainly tells us that what we are choosing is not God.
因为如果我们真的选择神的话，为什么我们里面还会有一份感受呢？
Because if we have already chosen God, why do we still have this kind of feeling?
我记得以前有弟兄姊妹分享到。
I remember some sharing from brothers and sisters.
他已经信主多年了。
He said he has believed in God for many years.
每天读经。
Every day he reads the Bible.
每天祷告。
Every day he prays.
查经就会去。
Every Bible study he goes.
没去的都打我来听。
If he did not go, he would listen on the website.
生活里面非常的警醒。
He is very alert in his daily living.
但他有一个问题。
But he has a problem.
为什么这么多年生命都不长？
Why how after so many years there is no spiritual growth?
表面上好像是很追求。
On the surface, he seemed to have pursued.
表面上好像是真的要主。
On the surface, it seems that he desired God.
但如果真的认真去看一下的时候。
But if you look at it clearly.
为什么祷告会见不到人呢？
He didn't turn up in prayer meetings.
其实都代表了一件事，就是他的选择都不是主。
It represents something. His choice was not on God.
因为祷告会是为了神的事，为了神的国度，为了神的心意去祷告。
Because prayer meetings are for praying for God's matters and for God's hearts.
但如果什么教会都去，但是祷告会不去。
He went to every other meeting, but not prayer meeting.
代表了里面心里面所考虑的那个priority的仍然都不是神。
It tells us that his 优先次序 is not on God.
所以也都不好，弟兄姊妹听到咁讲就话，就可以去祷告会。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that after this, you won't just say, "Oh, I'll go to prayer meeting."
因为等于话你选择嘅都系因为人嘅分配。
Because your choice is from man.
我哋嘅心系真系系选择神嘅。
The choice must come from God.
系要神嘅。
You must desire God.
我考虑真系为咗神嘅。
Your consideration is only on God.
呢个就真系一个选择主嘅人。
This is someone that truly chooses God.
所以我们平时可以试试用这两件事情去量度自己。
So we can use these two things to assess ourselves.
回到我们的故事里面。
Now we come back to the story.
从主对玛利亚称赞里面。
From the praise to Mary.
英文翻译说，她选择的是 what is better.
The English translation is saying that she has chosen what is better.
所以不是说到玛利亚是没得选择的。
It doesn't mean that Mary had no choice.
而是说在她的选择里面，她选择了是上好的。
But among all the choices, she has chosen what is better.
是更好的。
Something which is better.
我记得有一个弟兄姊妹讲到。
I remember a sermon from a brother or sister.
我们是有儿女的。
We have children.
我们有家庭。
We have families.
我们有工作的。
We have work.
我们怎么可能选择主？
How can we choose God?
怎麼能將我嘅時間、將我嘅心放喺主嘅身上？
How can I put my time and my heart on the Lord?
但如果睇翻大衛嘅一生，
But if you look at the whole life of David,
係一個要主嘅人。
He was someone who desired God.
都同樣有兒女，同樣有家庭，同樣有佢國家。
He also had his children, his family, and his nation.
佢仍然係選擇主。
He still chose God.
佢嘅心仍然係向住主。
His heart was towards God.
他所考慮的他的 priority 仍然是主。
So the 優先次序 of his consideration was on God.
所以證明是可以。
So it tells us that it is possible.
所以我們今天就說，怎麼瑪利亞怎麼可以能夠在他很多的選擇裡面能夠選擇到主。
So today we can see how Mary among all the choices she could choose God.
這個我們一陣思考的問題。
This is something we will consider later.
第二个问题。
The second question.
就是马大，他有没有选择在上好的福分？
Had Martha chosen what is better?
咁主同马大嘅说话里边。
From what the Lord said to Martha.
主同佢讲，你为许多嘅事思虑烦恼。
The Lord said, you are worried and upset about many things.
然而不可少嘅只有一件。
But few things are needed, or indeed only one.
如果相对主同呢个富有青年官讲嘅对话里边。
Compare with what the Lord said to the rich young ruler.
主同呢个富有嘅青年官讲。
The Lord said to the rich young ruler.
叫佢不可以个，不可以个，不要孝敬父母。
He said, "Don't do this, don't do that, and also you have to obey your parents."
呢个富有嘅青年官又同讲，我从细已经遵守啦。
The rich young ruler told him, "I have kept these since I was a boy."
跟住主同佢讲。
And then the Lord Jesus told him,
你还缺少一件。
You still lack one thing.
所以就主同马大讲嘅说话。
So what the Lord said to Martha?
佢唔系话同马大你还缺少一件。
He was not saying, Martha, you still lack one thing.
佢话你不可少嘅只有一件。
She said that there is only one thing that you truly need.
所以睇到马大都有选择上好嘅福分。
So therefore, we see that Martha had chosen what was better.
不过喺佢侍奉嘅里边嘅时候。
But while she was serving,
一啲外边嘅事嚟到啦。
Something from the outside came in.
令同佢里边嘅生命嘅情形加上嚟嘅时候。
And combined with the situation of what is inside of her,
就要令到马大思虑烦扰。
So that she became worried and upset.
我哋明白一个选择主嘅人，唔系等于系一个完全嘅人。
So you can see that someone who has chosen God does not mean that he or she is perfect.
一好例子就系彼得。
A good example is Peter.
佢真系爱主嘅。
He truly loved the Lord.
佢真爱。
Truly, truly loved God.
但是他跟主所讲的说话里面，他说，主，我甚至同你同死，我都愿意的。
From what he said to the Lord, he said, Lord, even if I were to die with you, I'm willing.
但发觉后来他又三次的不认主。
But at the end, he denied the Lord three times.
所以代表其实，虽然爱对主是真，但他爱是表面的。
So although his love was true, but it was on the surface.
同樣以大衛的情況。
Similarly for David.
好似頭先我哋都反映到大衛真係一個愛主嘅人。
Just as what we shared, David was someone who truly loved the Lord.
直至到佢同拔示巴犯罪。
Until he sinned with Bathsheba.
殺咗佢嘅丈夫嘅時候。
He killed her husband.
佢後來悔改。
At the end, he repented.
喺詩篇第51篇佢講到。
In Psalm 51, he mentioned.
在我母親懷胎嘅時候，我已經有了罪。
In my mother's womb, I already had sin.
原来这个罪一直在他里面。
And this sin stayed with him all the time.
所以一方面爱主是真的。
So on the one hand, he truly loved God.
但一边里面情有个败坏亦都是真的。
But the corruption of his inside was also true.
就好像我们刚刚信主的时候一样。
Just like when we first believe in God,
我们充满了一份的兴奋。
We were filled with excitement.
充满了一份的热心。
We were filled with passion.
我们常常挂着主。
We thought of God all the time.
甚至乎四围同人传福音。
And we went around to preach the gospel.
但是当仔女出世。
But when our children were born.
或者工作有一个很大的机会。
Or when there's a great opportunity for our work.
我们发觉我们对主的心
We discover that the heart for God gets fading.
所以我哋里边一方面对主嘅爱系真。
So inside of us, although on one hand the love for God is true,
我哋裏邊嗰份嘅愛亦都係膚淺。
The love is also superficial.
係表面。
It is only on the surface.
甚至乎有雜質。
Or even it contains impurities.
有時有啲弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes some brothers and sisters.
佢哋信主。
After they believe in God.
因為神幫助咗佢哋。
Because God.Helped them.
但到難處一路加增，但係冇神冇去攞開嘅時候。
But when they faced hardship and troubles, and God did not remove them,
佢哋就嬲咗主。
And then they got angry with God.
佢睇到我哋裏邊對主嘅愛，雖然一方面係真，另一方面係裏邊係唔純正。
So we can see that inside of us, although the love for God is true, but at the same time it is impure.
所以神喺我哋一生嘅人生裏邊係一道嘅幫助我哋。
So throughout our lives, God continues to help us.
用各樣嘅方法去話俾我哋知道我哋裏邊嘅問題。
He uses many ways to tell us that we have got problems inside.
喺同一時間去糾正、去調整我哋裏邊。
At the same time, He corrects us and adjusts us.
以致我哋對主愛能夠從表面、從膚淺嚟變得深。
So that our love for God can become deep and true.
從帶有雜質、從唔得純正嚟變得純正。
From impure to pure.
所以是主在我们一生所做的工作。
So this is the work that God is working on us for our lives.
能够令我们能够延续一生的爱主。
So that we can continually love God.
好像看到马大这个情况一样。
We can see this situation in Martha.
在这里面神帮助他。
From these verses, we can see that God helped her.
我看到在《约翰福音》第十二章的时候讲到。
We can see that in John chapter 12,
马大同样的侍奉。
Martha was serving at that time.
同样有很多的事。
At that time, a lot of things she had to do.
她已经再没有思虑烦扰。
But she was not worried and upset anymore.
我看到一个成熟的生命。
We can see a mature spiritual life.
我看到这份对主的爱是能够延续。
We can see that this love for the Lord can continue.
能够超越环境。
It can surpass the situation.
能够超越时间。
It can also surpass time.
好，咁我哋而家翻翻去第一个问题。
Let us come back to the first question.
因为之后就翻翻嚟讲到马大嘅情况，佢点样能够可以延续嘅跟住嘅爱主。
We have to see how Martha can continue and persist to love the Lord.
不过我哋而家先翻翻去就玛利亚，佢点样能够可以选喺好多选择里边能够选择主。
Now let us see how Mary among so many choices she could choose God.
就好似即係提到嘅肢體嘅分享。
Just like what I mentioned, brother or sisters sharing.
我哋有兒女、有家庭、有工作，點樣可能
？We have children, families, and work. How is it possible？
好似呢個富有少年官嘅故事裏邊一樣。
Like the rich young officer.
主同呢個少年官講：你將所有嘅變賣分給窮人。
The Lord told this young officer, "You have to sell everything and give to the poor."
再来跟从我。
And then you come and follow me.
这个富有的士兵官就悠悠愁愁地走了。
And this young rich officer went away very sad.
当他走了之后，主跟这班门徒说。
After he left, the Lord said to his disciples,
在人事不能，在神凡事都能。
To man it is impossible, but with God everything is possible.
所以我们基督徒是可以的。
So we Christians, it is possible for us.
因为神凡事都能。
Because with God, everything is possible.
但基督徒怎么能够可以选择主呢？
How can a Christian choose the Lord?
因为第一步工作是神所做的。
The first step of work is done by God.
好像主耶稣基督在约翰福音第六章所讲的一样。
Just as what our Lord Jesus said in John 6.
若不是抄来的父吸引人，没有人能到我这里来。
If it is not the Father who attracted the people, no one can come to me.
腓立比书第二章也讲到。
In Philippians chapter 2.
我们立志行事都是神在我们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
We wish purpose by God to accomplish what he desires for us.
所以基督徒怎么能够可以选择到主呢？
How can a Christian choose the Lord?
这个第一步是神帮助我们。
The first step is because of the help of God.
是神用祂的慈爱吸引我们的。
It is because God attracts us with His love.
在里面替我们立志。
Inside of us, He helps us to make the commitment.
叫我们要主。
For us to desire God.
祂又在我们里面行事。
And He also works in us.
叫我们去亲近主。
So that we are drawn close to Him.
講得好似好奧妙咁啊。
It may be a bit mysterious when you hear about this.
我相信即係如果經歷過弟兄姊妹都會明白。
But if you have really experienced that, you will truly understand.
我記得喺十年前我啱啱開始追求嘅時候。
I remember 10 years ago when I started to pursue God.
忽然間好想去討主喜悅。
Suddenly, I keenly desire to please God.
好掛住主啊！
I miss God.
我同弟兄姊妹講，去到弟兄姊妹屋企裏邊，都要匿埋廁所裏邊，跪低自己親近主。
To such an extent that even I went to visit brothers and sisters, I had to go to the bathroom to kneel down and pray.
常常就係諗到主。
I thought about God all the time.
嗰種嘅呢個需要，真係唔喺頭腦嗰度嚟。
The need I had inside of me did not come from my brains.
唔係話學咗啲咩新嘅道理、新嘅教訓嚟嘅。
It is not because I learned something or I learned some knowledge。
亦都唔係我喺個咩嘅難處環境裏邊嚟。
It was not because I was in great difficulty。
係從神而嚟。
It came from God。
所以立志第一件事，行事第二件事，都係神喺我裏邊心裏邊運行，我要成就佢嘅美意。
So that we have to will and purpose order to accomplish His good will。
我記得好似之前都提過個例子。
I remember that I have mentioned one example.
成日做家務，照顧兩個好細嘅小朋友。
After doing the household chores for the whole day, and after looking after her two young children for the whole day.
但係點解等到兩個女瞓咗覺之後，仍然有咁嘅精神，有咁嘅心願，有咁嘅力量去親近住
？But why does she still have the energy, the desire, and the strength?To be close to God after the children went to bed.
呢個唔係頭腦嚟。
This does not come from the brains.
呢個係神喺裏邊感動而嚟。
This is from the moving of God in her.
大概呢段時間通常維持大概半年左右。
So this continued for about half a year.
呢聖經冇講嘅。
This is not mentioned in the Bible.
不過從我觀察翻嚟。
But from my observation.
呢段大概半年到嘅時間。
So in this period of about half a year.
如果我哋珍惜呢段時間。
If we cherish this time.
把握呢段時間。
If we grasp this time.
好過親近主。
We make an effort to be close to God.
如果我哋能夠被主帶到一個地步。
If we can be taken by God to a stage.
就係離了主不能作什麼。
That we can do nothing apart from God.
我同弟兄姊妹講
I can say to you brothers and sisters
以後日子
And for the days to come
我們除了主沒有其他的選擇
Apart from God we have no other choice
因為當我們每一次離開主的時候
Because every time when we are apart from the Lord
裡面就是苦
Inside of us is all bitterness
裡面就是乾
Is thirst
裡面就是不快樂
Inside of us is unhappiness
所以我们需要被主带到我们这个地步
So that we have to be taken to this stage by the Lord
所以求主帮助我们
So may the Lord help us
我们的生活里面仍然有很多的事情会来到我们的生命里面
In our day-to-day life, a lot of things happen
好像儿女
Such as children
工作
Our work
或者其他的事候
Or other hobbies
但我们里面知道我们要主
But inside of us, we know that we desire God
我们发觉我们真的离不开
We will realize that we can't be apart from God.
So, 在過去的日子裡面都見到一些的弟兄姊妹
So, I have observed that among a lot of brothers and sisters,
他們同樣是有家庭
they have families,
同樣有一些很小的小朋友
they have young children,
同樣有工作
and they have work,
但是他們每天親近主
but every day they spend time to be close to God,
每天禱告
every day they pray,
甚至乎侍奉
and they serve,
在教会道路的时间比很多弟兄姊妹都长
And they stay longer in church
所以证明不是一个事的问题是人里面的问题
So we can see that it is not because of the things or happenings but what is inside the person
因为弟兄姊妹和神之间的关系已经在当初的时间被建立了
These brothers and sisters have already built up the relationship with the Lord
他们里面是要主
So the inside of us they desire God
因为真的有主是不能作什么
Because apart from God, we can do nothing
那对于说即已经错过了一段黄金时期的弟兄姊妹又怎么办
For those brothers and sisters who have missed the golden time, what should they do?
那有一首诗歌你经常唱的
There is a song which we sing all the time
叫燃那灵火复兴我
May the fire of spirit revive me
所以复兴是圣灵的工作是神的工作
So the work of revival is done by the Holy Spirit and done by God
我記得喺教育裏邊記載到以利亞嘅情況。
I remember in the Old Testament it talks about the situation of Elijah.
喺亞哈嘅時代。
In the time of Ahab.
除咗神所保留嘅七千人。
Besides the 7,000 people kept by God.
其他人全部都離棄咗主。
All the other people had already forsaken God.
但係以利亞做咗一件事。
But there was one thing that Elijah did.
他就重修已经毁坏耶和华的坛。
He repaired the altar of the Lord.
跟住耶和华从天降火落嚟。
The Lord sent fire from heaven.
嚟烧尽一切嘅燔祭。
To burn up all the offerings.
所以复兴系从神而嚟。
Therefore, revival comes from God.
所以我哋一日未见主，我哋一日都仲有机会。
While we are still here, we still have the opportunity.
只要我哋愿意嘅时候。
Only we have the heart to desire it,
就可以。
Then it is possible.
但必须我哋喺神面前系真系有个心思嘅认罪悔改。
But we must have a true repentance.
但好多时唔系神唔愿意。
But a lot of times it's not that God is not willing.
系我哋自己唔愿意。
It is because we are not willing.
好似当时系主对一班嘅人所讲。
Just like what the Lord said to a multitude.
我多次願意聚集你哋嘅兒女，好似母雞把小雞聚集到翅膀飲下，只是你們不願意。
I have tried to gather you like a hen gather her chicks, but you were not willing.
所以神係永遠都願意。
So God is always willing.
即係我哋裏邊唔願意。
But only inside of us we are not willing.
所以我哋弟兄姊妹对我哋里面一种生命嘅情况，有一种唔甘心喺里面。
So that we must have the desire that we have to make some improvements。
就好似主讲到呢个离家浪子故事里面嘅父亲。
Just as the parable of the lost son。
佢每日喺度等紧佢个仔翻嚟。
Every day the father was waiting for his son to come back。
佢要抱住佢。
He wanted to embrace him。
佢要年年嘅与他亲嘴。
He kissed him。
这些都是圣经的说话。
This is what the Bible tells us.
都是神的应许。
This is God's promise.
是可以的。
This is possible.
只不过我们愿不愿意。
It is a matter of whether or not we are willing.
所以我们要在神面前好好的、认真的回到神的身边。
So that we have to seriously take the steps to come back to God.
认罪悔改。
We have to repent.
再次复兴我们。
And ask God's revival in us.
所以就话点我哋能够可以好似玛利亚一样，能够可以好多选择里边能够选择主咧
？So how can we, like Mary, among all the choices, choose God?
第一步系神所做嘅。
The first step is done by God.
喺一段时间里边，好好珍惜，好好把握。
During this period of time, you have to cherish it and seize the opportunity.
建立同主嘅关系。
To build up the relationship with God.
如果系错过咗嘅
，If you miss it.
仍然有機會。
You still have chance.
認罪悔改歸向神。
Repent and come back to God.
神會憐憫。
God will have mercy.
第二個思考問題就係話，我哋點樣能夠延續嘅愛主
？The second question we have to think is how can we persistently and consistently love God?
我頭先提過就係一個選擇主嘅人唔係一個完全嘅人。
Just now we mentioned that people who choose God are not perfect people.
神会用各样的方法来帮助我们，你能够去延续的爱主。
God will use all kinds of ways to help us to continue to love Him.
但有两件事我们应该要做。
But there are two things we should do.
就好像十章第三十九节所讲。
It's mentioned in chapter 10, verse 39.
第一件事就是在主的脚前。
The first thing is to be at the feet of our Lord.
第二件事就是听主的道。
The second thing is to listen to what He says.
在主的脚前是什么意思
？What is meant by being at the Lord's feet？
就我哋先要同神一个正常嘅关系。
That means we have to maintain a normal relationship with God。
如果你同神关系唔正常嘅时候，系听唔到神讲嘢。
If you don't have a normal relationship with the Lord, you can't hear Him。
就好似主耶稣基督对一班嘅人所讲。
Just as what our Lord Jesus said to a group of people。
你们听是要听见，却不明白。看是要看见，却不晓得。
You listen, but you never hear, and you try to see, but you can't see it.
因为人蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着。
Because your hearts are calloused and your eyes are closed.
所以我哋先要同神有一个正常嘅关系。
So we should have a normal relationship with God.
但如果我哋同神关系唔正常嘅时候
，But if our relationship with God is not normal,
需要认罪悔改。
We have to repent.
回复一个正常嘅关系。
And then we can have this normal relationship.
跟住再听主嘅道。
And then we can listen to what he has got to say.
聽書的道有四方面。
Listen to what he says has got four aspects.
我們現在跟著這個馬大的經歷裡面去說。
We follow the experience of Martha.
第一方面就是從環境裡面去聽。
The first thing is we can see from the circumstances.
在馬大這裡有一個情況。
There is one situation with Martha.
因為在聖經裏面講到馬大時候的事多，心裡忙亂。
This circumstance tells us that Martha was distracted by a lot of things.
佢係呢個叫做事多嘅環境。
This is a circumstance of a distraction of a lot of things.
所以喺神呢度透過環境同馬大講説話。
Through the circumstances, the Lord spoke to Martha.
俾佢知道佢裏面有問題。
He let her know that there were problems inside her.
所以其實很多時神在環境裏面跟我們講說話。
So through the circumstances, the Lord talks to us.
很可惜我們很多時候聽不到。
But sadly, a lot of times we can't hear it.
就好像夫妻相處的關係的時候。
It is like the relationship between a husband and wife.
吵架了。
They have quarrels.
不開心了。
They are not happy.
究竟是什麼事呢？
What happened?
其實這個環境都告訴我們，可能我們的愛心不足。
The circumstances may tell us that there is not enough love.
我們的包容不足。
There is not enough tolerance.
我們的容忍不足。
There is not enough bearing with one another.
總之就有些事。
So something happened.
所以我們要將這件事帶回神面前去問神。
So we have to take this matter to God and ask him.
很多時候我們只不過事情過了就算。
Very often we just let the experience pass.
我哋冇人喺我哋经过嘅事情里面得着主要话俾你知嘅事情。
We don't get the lesson from what happened.
第二个情况就系，如果譬如教会呢个迟到嘅问题。
The second situation is coming to church late.
我唔知道我哋教会迟到问题点样。
I don't know what is the situation about coming to church late.
因为我坐喺度我真系睇唔到。
Because I sit here, I can't see anything.
如果間唔中遲到嘅話，我係可以理解嘅。
But if it only occurs occasionally, I can understand.
但如果次次都遲到嘅時候
，But if you are late each and every time，
一定呢個就係話俾我哋知，主喺你生命裏邊嘅地位係有問題。
The situation is telling us that the position of the Lord in our heart has got problem.
如果主真係第一位
，If God is the first priority，
應該會次次都遲到。
Why are we late every time？
所以環境亦都話俾我知一件事情。
So the circumstances tell us something.
咁仲有就係我哋靈修讀經嘅時候。
And then when we have the devotion time and when we read God's word.
好耐冇亮光。
For a long time we haven't had enlightenment from the Lord.
覺得沉悶。
We feel bored.
一定係有問題。
There must be a problem.
你翻嚟問神。
You go and ask God.
究竟係咩問題？
What is the problem?
亮光唔需要去揾。
You soon have to find the enlightening.
神嘅话语一解开就发出亮光。
The unfolding of the word of God gives light.
神就系光。
God is light.
所以当我哋真系嚟到主嘅跟前嘅时候，光系自己发出嚟。
So if we can come to the feet of the Lord, the light will show itself.
所以当我哋灵修读经嘅时候，好耐冇亮光嘅时候，代表我哋里边亦都有问题。
So if we read God's word and have devotion, but for a long time we haven't had enlightening.
所以我們好好的在我們環境裡面來聽書。
That must be a problem, so we have to listen to God.
因為聖經說到萬事都互相效力，叫愛神的人能夠得益處。
So the Bible has told us that all things work for the good of those who love him.
第二方面就是從我們裡面去聽。
The second aspect is we have to listen from our inside.
要叫基督的平安在我們心裡面作主。
We have the lordship of Christ in our heart.
在故事里面，马大心里忙乱。
In this story, we can see that the heart of Martha was upset.
所以个里边话俾玛利亚知，你有问题啦。
So inside of her, told her that she had some problem.
好似我哋成个生活里边。
So in our day-to-day life,
我哋发脾气啦。
If we lose our temper,
我哋猛震。
If we are not tolerant,
我哋可能想闹人。
We want to scold people.
可能都話俾我哋知，我哋裏面有問題。
It may tell us that there are problems inside of us.
但亦都唔可以話我哋光睇我哋裏面嘅感覺。
But we can't only depend on our feelings inside.
因為感覺會錯嘅。
Because our feelings can be wrong.
咁呢種嘅平衡感覺，可能係從其他原因而嚟嘅。
the feeling of peace can come from other reasons.
好似可能我哋有啲人好想食，想食好耐，但終於食到啦。
It may be because of you can eat something that you have been wanting to eat for a long time.
或者有啲嘢想買，啊，真係大減價買到。
Or something you have been trying to buy, but it's now on sale, and you finally get it.
所以呢啲都可能會令我哋裏邊有一種嘅平安。
So when these things happen, it may create a sense of peace.
但呢個未必一定係基督嘅平安。
But this may not be the peace of Christ.
我哋一定要喺禱告裏邊去鑑證我哋裏邊嘅平安係從邊度嚟咧。
In our prayer, we must be able to determine where the peace comes from.
所以第二方面係從我哋裏邊去聽。
So the second aspect is from our inside.
第三方面就係從主去聽。
The third aspect is from the Lord.
喺第十章第四十同第四節嗰度講到。
In chapter 10, verses 40 and 42.
馬大將佢呢個問題帶翻去主嘅跟前。
Martha took this problem to the Lord.
佢話：主啊，我嘅妹子留下我獨自一人侍奉，你不顧嗎
？She said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself?
跟住主就同佢讲说话
，and then the Lord told her
指正佢嘅问题
，Lord pointed out her problem，
主亦都系调整嘅问题
，the Lord corrected her and adjusted her，
所以马大喺之后佢能够得到复兴。
So afterwards, Martha could have a revival.
So 好多時我哋環境出問題。
So very often there are problems with the circumstances.
我哋嘅裏邊話俾佢知我哋有問題。
The inside of us tells us that there are problems.
我哋一定要帶翻去主嘅跟前問主。
We must bring it to the Lord and ask Him.
咩問題咧？
What is the problem?
問到咩地步咧
？How serious is the problem?
好似馬大一樣。
Just like Martha.
问到主答佢为止。
She asked the Lord, and the Lord answered her.
好多时候我哋祷告咗就算。
Very often we just pray, and that's it.
连祷告咗乜嘢都唔记得啦。
After we pray, we don't remember anything.
一定要问到主答为止。
We have to ask the Lord until He answers us.
另一方面就系我哋平时嘅灵修生活里边，好好嘅亲近主。
On the other hand, is that we have to properly come close to God in our daily devotion.
听神对我哋讲说话。
We listen to what God has to say to us.
咁第四方面。
The fourth aspect.
就系从肢体嘅话里边去听。
From the word of the members of the church.
所以呢个稍微离开咗我哋嘅故事。
This is a deviates a little bit from our story.
但系都系关乎马大同埋玛利亚。
It is also about Martha and Mary.
即系记载喺约福音第十一章。
Because it is said in John chapter 11.
当时佢哋嘅细佬拉撒路死咗。
At that time, their brother Lazarus died.
佢哋喺边好深嘅痛苦里边。
They were in great agony.
但系玛利亚嬲咗主。
And Mary was angry with the Lord.
当主来到这个村的时候
When the Lord came to their village,
马大一个人出去
Mary went out alone.
但玛利亚仍然留翻低
But Mary still stayed inside the house.
圣经不是说到玛利亚听不到
The Bible does not tell us that Mary did not hear.
在 King James Version 里面那里讲到
In the English translation of the King James Version,
马大一听到主来的时候，他就马上去。
After Martha heard about the Lord's coming, she went out immediately.
但是玛利亚留在屋里边。
But Mary chose to stay in the house.
玛利亚跌到一个软弱的地步。
In this situation, Mary was in a status of weakness.
跟住主就透过马大重新嘅挽回玛利亚。
And then through Martha, the Lord restored Mary.
所以听到马大同玛利亚讲，夫子嚟啦。
Therefore, Martha said, "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you."
所以主可以透过肢体同我哋讲说话。
So the Lord can speak to us through brothers and sisters.
不过我哋睇到有一个情况。
But we can see one situation.
一个肢体一定系同主嘅关系正常。
This brother or sister must have a normal relationship with the Lord.
一个肢体一定有话系从神而嚟。
This brother or sister must have the word that comes from God.
所以当我哋话要听之呢个说话嘅时候
，Therefore, when we have to hear what this brother or sister says to us,
都要睇呢个系咩嘅肢体。
We have to assess what sort of Christian this is.
佢哋同主嘅关系正常吗
？Is the relationship with God normal?
有冇神嘅话
？Do they have God's word?
所以四方面咯。
Therefore, four aspects.
如果我哋要延续嘅。爱主的时候
If we want to love God persistently,
第一我们要保持跟神一个正常的关系
First of all, we have to maintain a normal relationship with God.
第二方面就是听主的道
The second aspect is that we have to listen to God's word.
从环境去听
From circumstances.
从里面去听
from inside,
从主去听,
from the Lord,
从肢体去听,
from members,
四方面,
four aspects.
咁啊，做一个结语。
And this is the conclusion.
喺度主称赞玛利亚，话佢选择上好福分。
Here the Lord praised Mary for choosing what is better.
上好福分就系主。
What is better is the Lord Himself.
佢提到同样喺旧约嘅时候。
Similarly in the Old Testament time.
神透过摩西讲。
Through Moses, God spoke.
你们要拣选生命，因为耶和华就是你嘅生命。
You have to choose life because the Lord is your life.
所以一方面先系讲到选择上个福分。
So in the New Testament, it talks about choosing what is better.
旧约讲到拣选生命。
In the Old Testament, it talks about choosing life.
系同一件事情。
It is the same thing.
呢个系神从旧约到新约从未改变嘅事情。
This is something that never changes from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
所以我哋真系要在乎呢个事情。
So therefore, we have to take this very seriously.
就好似喺《申命記》所講到一樣。
Just as what is said in Deuteronomy.
揀選生命同我哋嘅人生，同我哋嘅兒女嘅人生有直接嘅關係。
Choosing life has much to do with our life and with the life of our children.
決定咗我呢啲係咩嘅人生。
It determines what sort of life we have.
呢個人生有冇價值？
Whether this is valuable.
呢個人生有冇永恆嘅意義
？Whether it has eternal value.
所以揀選生命唔係可有可無嘅事情。
So choosing life is not an option.
總結一件事就話點樣我哋能夠延續嘅愛主。
So how can we continue and persistently love God?
第一嘅事情係神所做嘅。
The first thing is done by God.
我哋就信從神，珍惜呢段嘅時間，好好建立同主嘅關係。
We have to cherish this opportunity and build up good relationship with the Lord.
如果错过咗嘅话，求主帮助。
If we have missed it, we ask the Lord to help us.
第二方面
，the second aspect，
保持同神呢份嘅关系。
To maintain the relationship with God.
第三方面
，the third aspect，
听主嘅道。
Listen to God's word.
从环境听。
From circumstances.
从里边听。
From inside.
从主去听。
From the Lord.
从肢体去听。
From brothers and sisters.
或者我哋一齐读呢个《申命记》嘅第三十章。
Let us read Deuteronomy chapter 30.
第十九到第二十。
Verses 19-20.
我哋中文英文一齐读。我今日呼天唤地向你作见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后代都得存活。且我耶和华你的神，听从他的话，宣告他，因为他是你的生命，这日子长久也在乎他。这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓，应许所赐的地上居住。同心祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and give thanks to you again.
所以感谢你藉着你的话语今天教导我们。
Thank you, Lord, that through your word you have taught us.
你叫我们要选择上好的福分。
You have told us to choose what is better.
你要我们拣选生命。
You have told us to choose life.
求你原谅我们在过去日子里面。
Lord, forgive us that in the past.
所以我们可能真的曾经选择过你。
We may have chosen you.
但后来我们就是离弃主。
But then we forsake you.
求主赦免。
Lord, forgive us.
求主你真的看到我们里面一份对主你的心是真实的。
Lord, please see that our heart to you is true.
求你宽恕我们的软弱。
Forgive our weaknesses.
赦免我们里面的败坏。
Forgive our corruption.
主求你真的帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让我们在以后日子里面真的好好地选择主。
So that in our days to come, we can choose you.
我们的心是对准主你。
Our heart is focused on you.
我们考虑的是主你。
Our consideration is on you alone.
求主你帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
我们祷告祈求感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, petition and thanksgiving is in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 会众请坐。
Please be seated.